This is the Otway Health Check with Melanie. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Bob.
Melanie is the
volunteer coordinator.
And probably say good day to Sarah too.
Hi, how are you going?
And Sarah is the
second sales coordinator.
So do you coordinate each other? Do you?
We work closely together.
You occasionally coordinate, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, you didn't colour coordinate today, though.
No, we didn't. No. Sorry.
But it's a nice contrast, the red and the blue. Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. So, Melanie, what's the plan for this program today? What do we want to share with folk?
Well, maybe first off, I'll kick off with the 20th of May. We're going to be celebrating National Volunteer Week. It's something that is celebrated throughout Australia to thank volunteers. And each year we like to do a little celebration to thank all our volunteers for their dedication and hard work. I always like to make it a bit fun. So this year we're doing a theme again. As my volunteers will know, I like to have a bit of a theme.
Yep.
So we're going to set it all up and have it as a 1950s rock and roll style morning tea.
Okay.
So they can dress up if they want, have a bit of a laugh, we'll get some music going.
There'll be lamingtons.
Oh, it could be.
There'll be sandwiches with the crusts cut off.
We'll see. We're still working on the food and that, but it'll be fun. And as I said, it's just a way that we can thank our volunteers for everything they do for us, and a good chance for them to all get together. You know, it's at the end of the summer time as well. So a lot of them have been run off the feet, which Sarah can go into a bit more detail down at Second Sales, what they've been doing.
So volunteers at Otway Health do everything from gardening to delivering
hot meals to people's homes. We have a friend in hand massage program. They may go in and visit residents, just doing some friendly catch ups, whether it's reading, just being some company. As I said, Second Sales, probably a third of our volunteers are down at Second Sales, which we wouldn't be able to raise the funds in that we do to help other programs run in the community if it wasn't for Second Sales. We have drivers, so we have drivers that take community members off to doctor's appointments and that are out of town. We've also got drivers that take the bus around town on a Monday for those people who can't drive, to take them down the street and do their shopping and pay their bills or pick up their pharmacy items and things. So, yeah, we have a broad range of volunteers.
And there's probably 80 or 50?
Close to 90.
90 volunteers. That's amazing. And the story that I hear quite often is people that are newish to town that have come here to semi-retire or to retire come along and put their hands up to volunteer, and the next thing you know, they're part of the town.
Yes, you definitely. I think they come down thinking, oh, we're going to retire, and I think they do it for a couple of months and they go, okay, now what can we do? So they come and see me, which is fantastic, and they're great assets to the town. And it's a great way for them to get involved in the community and get to know more people as well.
Instantly get to know a whole lot of people. And it really doesn't matter if you're a gardener and you don't really want to talk to people, you just want to, you know, make the garden look good, or
right.
you like to drive a bus. Any skill at all is welcome.
Yeah, and you know, you may be able to come in once a week. You may not only be able to come in once a month. Again, that's fine. We'll work around you. You're volunteering your time and services, and we're extremely grateful for them. So we'll work around you.
Okay. And the volunteers down at Second Sales, Sarah, have been haven't had a lot of tea breaks lately.
They have been so incredibly busy. Obviously, the town gets pretty busy over summer, and that includes Second Sales. So not only just with shoppers, but also with donations. So they've been doing just an amazing job the last couple of months to plough through everything and get all the stock out. So they've been pretty busy.
Okay. So how many volunteers do you have down there usually?
I think under Second Sales we have about 30. So, 30 different people come in throughout the week. So it's a really big operation.
Absolutely. Yeah. And do people like one particular job or another? Do some people prefer to serve and some people prefer to sort?
Yeah, it really depends on the volunteers, because our the age in which the volunteers range so much. So some volunteers down at Second Sales, you know, it starts at 40 up to 93. So
wow. Have you got a 93-year-old working down there?
Yeah, we do. We have a 93-year-old. So it really depends on the volunteer and their ability. So obviously some of our older volunteers, they can't quite sort as much as they would love to, but that's where they're on the register and greeting customers, and they just all absolutely love it down there. So it's a great thing for the community.
Absolutely. And you've been exposing some younger folk to Second Sales, or you're planning to.
So we've been working closely with the Prep to 12 school, and we've been doing they've been doing a community engagement subject with their year 10 students. So their year 10 students have been volunteering at Second Sales as well as Otway Health with some of the residents. So that's been really good. It's been good for the students to come and see actually what Second Sales does and see the production and the behind the scenes that actually happens. They've been They've been really shocked at the amount of donations and just how much work and effort, you know, some of the little old ladies and little old men do to just get everything sorted. Like, they're just amazed by them. So it's been really a really good thing for them.
And Melanie, I guess relationships between generations have improved a little.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's great to see that cross-generation. And they've got skills as well. So, you know, we've got older generations that are passing on skills to our students, but then vice versa as well. So, you know, we've got some of the boys that are hoping to do taking their GoPro out, the go diving in that. So they're going to then put together a little movie of all the marine life and things that they see, because they know so much about computers and technology these days that is sort of, I mean, I even get shocked by some of the things that they can do, let alone our older community go, we never had this back in our day. Yep. So it's a great skill that they can show off their skills as well. And then we had one of our residents who grows his homegrown tomatoes, who was very proud of those. So then he was able to pass on his skill of his traditional tomato passata and making that. So got the kids involved, which was a great activity. And Louis, our resident, had so much joy in being able to pass on his tradition. He's so passionate about it. The kids were in there following instructions and helping cut the tomatoes and learning a bit about also his culture, where he's come from and things like that as well, so which has been lovely. The other thing is that we're then, so not just doing stuff with aged care, we're giving those kids a bit of a insight to how the hospital works and what goes on. So we've been doing some medical stuff with them as well. So we did some lifting using hoist transfers and how we go about that. They've gone into the urgent care unit to find out, you know, how things work in there, if they have someone come in through urgent care and what the different procedures would be. So any of those students who are looking at doing something medical based, it just gives them a little bit of an insight.
A little tiny insight. Yeah. Or retail based in the
and
case.
And retail, the same thing. So
The students have been seeing a lot, because we do down at Second Sales, we do some online selling as well. So the students have been exposed to taking photographs, staging the items, popping them online. So anyone that wants to go into that as well, cash handling, all that kind of stuff.
Because the other thing about the whole volunteer thing is Otway Health's the biggest employer in town with about, I don't know, 80 people or something. It would just barely function without volunteers.
That's
If you think about it.
Yeah.
You know,
like, there's no way we can employ another 90 people.
Absolutely.
Those 90 even people are doing, even if it's a minute little bit that they're contributing, it still all helps. So the programs that we run, as said, the money that's generated from Second Sales is then invested back in to run programs throughout the community, or whether it's new equipment, just things we couldn't do without our volunteers. Being, as I said, taking people out to do their shopping, again, we can't employ people to do all these things. So we want our community members, even if they're still living at home, to stay as independent as possible. And if we can't provide that service, it's how can we facilitate it so that they can still remain living independently but also connected within the community.
And the benefit, of course, is not just around, I mean, not only health benefit, but we all benefit, because the whole community gets to know each other, and the kind of social interaction and the cohesion and the understanding of you know, what someone else's issues might be, and you know how they're connected to you and life in Apollo Bay is really important. I mean, that's the stuff that builds such a strong community.
Strong
really,
community,
isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah,
yeah. Especially down at Second Sales, it very much is a community hub. We have people coming in all the time. It's a really great benefit for the community. So people come in, you know, we donate things back to the wildlife organisations, and it's really good.
Yeah, terrific stuff. We might play a bit of music and come back and talk some more.
Okay.
This is the Otway Health Check on 3ABR.
Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The urgent care unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11:30 a.m.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
They are indeed proud sponsors of 3ABR, and we're here with Melanie and Sarah, a couple of coordinators. Are coordinators of volunteers, and we're chatting really about how valuable volunteering is. And it's not just for Otway Health, for, you know, the moving of the wheels. People who volunteer generally get a lot of benefit, get a lot of pleasure from it, don't they?
They do, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's a social connection for them as well. So, and it's also makes them still feel important. They've still got so much to give. So I think they enjoy being able to pass on skills and be able to assist others and help others to be able to.
Well, in most cases, you actually get to make a difference in someone else's life, even if it's only with a great $5 jar of preserves. but you're being of service to someone else, and that's always. Always puts a lift in my day anyway, and I would imagine most people get a buzz from that. So that's a good thing. Sarah, you had some things to say about the quality of donations though.
Yeah, we're really fortunate that we do get so many donations, and we do get inundated, which is great because we want people to donate, but it's just more about making people aware of the type of things that we can accept as far as donation goes, because we do try and upcycle as much as possible and have a good impact for the environment. But unfortunately, there's certain things that we can't accept and things that people may not be aware of that we can and can't do, because obviously the nature of secondhand goods is it's quite labour intensive anytime we get donations. So for an example, with clothing, I'm not sure if many people will be aware, but any garments that have any marks on them, missing any buttons, the zips aren't working, any like ball balls or peeling on the clothing, then we don't put that out for sale. So if you are going to donate some clothing, if you could wash it just beforehand, because unfortunately we get so many donations, we just don't have the manpower to go through and wash everything. So
so send it down. If it's clothing, send it down ready to wear.
Yeah, exactly. Just because otherwise there might be something that's just an amazing garment, but unfortunately we just can't wash. We can't just wash everything. And the same with baby items. So people generally aren't aware that we can't accept any items that has Australian safety standards on it. So that's, you know, cots, high chairs, prams. So any baby items or, you know, life jackets or flotation devices, anything like that. Unfortunately, we can't sell it. So it would actually, if it was to come to us, it would go to landfill, unfortunately. But there is a lot of organisations out there in Geelong that have the manpower behind them that can accept those donations. Okay. So there's an organisation called St Kilda and Geelong Mums that accept all baby items, mm. and then what they do is they check that it that
still
it's all
complies
up.
With the standards. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then it actually goes to people who are fleeing domestic violence situations, I believe.
Oh,
so
okay.
it so goes to a really good cause. So
yeah, cause definitely.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. So even though we can't accept it, there are organisations that will. But we do also sell electrical items as well. So we do take any electrical items, and they're all tested and tagged by us. Anything that's sold gets checked that it all works.
Well, that's great. That's yeah. that's terrific, because that wasn't always the case, as I remember it. So you've now got some people that can check them out and make sure it all works okay.
Yeah, so yeah. we get a lot of lamps and
radios
and stuff. Yeah,
slow cookers and
all sorts of things.
Fantastic.
But yeah, so they get tested and tagged. Mm. So you can assure that when you're buying them from the op shop mm. that they are working.
Yep.
Because it has been tested properly.
And Sarah, you've got an innovation with larger items, because it's a small shop really, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, it is a really, really small shop, but and generally we don't accept large items of furniture, so please don't come to the shop with your large items, because the ladies in the shop would actually have to carry those things in and out. So it really depends on the furniture item. Sometimes you might see, like, there might be a small table, but that's it just depends if a little an elderly person is able to lift that in and out. But what I have started doing is, because we do have a store online, a second sales on Facebook, so you can search us up, and we do sell through the community pages as well. What I have started doing is, anyone that does have a large furniture item, what I've been doing is looking at and then actually selling it from the donator's house. So rather than actually storing it at the shop, I'll take a photo of it, post it online for them, and then organize for it to be sold that way. And that obviously just reduces the wastage to landfill, and obviously kind of solves a bit of a problem for the seller.
That's a great service to offer. Yeah, that's terrific, because the other part of getting rid of the old dining room table or whatever it is the time that it takes, and that, you know, you want to give it away to someone and see it get a second life, but then you don't want to be sitting around at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the guy who doesn't turn up.
Exactly.
So second sales are offering that service. That's wonderful. That's a great thing.
And yeah, so if anyone does have anything, it's done generally, the volunteers, they won't know much about it, but they will give you my number, so then I can liaise with you directly and organise for that to occur and hopefully get it sold that way.
Yeah, that's great.
But like always, with any bigger items, if they just call second sales and run it by Sarah first, she'll be able to let you know whether they can accept it or not. And also delivering things in hours, so operating hours, rather than blocking up. I know, you know, sometimes there's heaps of boxes stacked up in front of the gate. Again, that is a pathway. Even though the gate's locked, that's an access point. So making sure you're not stacking things in front of those access points. And
it's not an after hours tip. Don't leave stuff there if there's no one. If the lights aren't on, if there's no one there, don't do it.
Yeah,
is a good basic. Unless it's some prior arrangement. If you've spoken and you've got some reason that you need to drop it round the back at a particular time. I think in the faint past I've done that.
Yeah, so we generally
we don't encourage that.
We don't encourage that.
Okay, have been a long time ago, long before the rules changed. Yeah, okay.
If you could do it during business hours, and also as I said, because there's a lot of items that, you know, we can have an idea looking at it whether it is sellable or not, because obviously anything that we can't sell then has to go to the tip.
You're taking it to the tip anyway,
and that's obviously a cost that comes from second sales, and then that obviously reduses the donation amount that goes back to Otway Health.
So the council charge us tip fees.
Yes. We're not special. We still get charged. And also it's labour intensive as well. Yeah. So it's all that extra handling because a lot of our ladies can't lift and take things to the tip, so then we've got to have a staff member come down and bring a ute down to collect stuff and take it to the tip. I mean, over summer we had an old drink fountain, one of those big heavy drink fountains.
Oh, wow.
Now there's no way our volunteers could have moved that. It was so heavy. Please just think about what you're dropping down there.
And also just washing. I know that a lot of people may not be aware, but even at Second Sales, we don't have a dishwasher. So any of the crockery that you donate, if you could just wash it before it comes in, because otherwise, you know, all our volunteers are actually by hand washing anything that comes in. So, you know, it's a big, big help for us if anything that you have, whether it be a fry pan or anything like that, if you give it a quick clean beforehand, it means that as soon as it's donated, we can actually put it straight out and we don't have to then take it away.
No, I'd say bring it ready to use. You know?
Yeah.
If you're not proud to give it, don't give it.
Yeah,
that's right. But it's
put it in the bin and take it to the tip yourself.
On saying all that, I said we get some amazing donations too, so we're extremely grateful for everything that does come in. It's pretty eye-opening when you work down there.
Yeah.
As I mentioned in the break before, I filled in for 2 weeks for Sarah over the summer period, and as much as I'd hear the coordinator saying about the volume, it was an eye-opener to be down there and see how much stuff is coming in and how hard those volunteers are working to sort those donations and get them out. So we're extremely grateful for the donations. Try and make it a little bit easier on our volunteers would be appreciated.
Yeah, we do have a saying that we've been teaching the Year 10 students when they've come in. It's, if in doubt, throw it out. So
yeah.
it's a good little saying for them.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate all the donations, but it's just those little things that, just the washing and cleaning beforehand makes a huge difference. Mm.
Yeah, you bet. Any more? Any other things we need to talk about today?
Oh, it's just if anyone is interested in volunteering, as I said, if it's just once a week, whether it's once a month, any time that you've got to give, we're always got open doors. So to contact Otway Health and they'll pass on your details for myself that I'll get in contact with you. There is a little bit of a process for our volunteers.
Sure.
We do have to go through police checks and working with children's checks. I know sometimes that sort of scares some volunteers off, but please don't think of it as scary. It is just a process that we have to do and we have to comply with. It's government regulated. And we just have to follow all the national standards.
But they're all just straightforward things. You fill in the form, hit send and it comes back and you get about your business.
That's right. So I just know some people sort of get a bit intimidated and thrown off by it, but we try and make it as friendly as possible and as easy as it can be. And as mentioned before, we've got so many different volunteer programs happening up there, so I'm sure there's something that would suit
It's a great crew to join, isn't it, one way or another?
Yeah, it is. And if I could just also mention, I mentioned earlier that we're doing a lot of online sales down at Second Sales, but just the volunteers, they don't have access to Facebook, so they're not quite sure what goes on or what's sold. And we do our very best to try and post things that, you know, might be an obscure item that people aren't aware of, just so people in the community can come in and grab it rather than having to go to Colac. So, you know, say, for example, an ironing board or something like that. But just also for the community to be aware that the volunteers will come in on a shift in the morning and leave in the afternoon, so they may not be aware of what's posted. So just we try our best to get it sold as soon as possible.
So if it's posted, then the best thing is for me to, if I see something that's posted from Second Sales, respond on Facebook. Either directly on Facebook or with a personal message.
You can just send me a personal message on Facebook, and sometimes I don't get them straight away, but I'll respond to it, and I'll usually call the shop, or you can just say, look, you know, is that ironing board still there to save you the trip in? Because I might post something, for example, in the morning and then have to get the roster done or some admin, and when I come back in the afternoon, I'm not always at the shop to see if it's sold.
So if you spot something, don't rush in and think you're going to grab it necessarily in that minute. Respond just like you would for anything else you see for sale on Facebook.
Or if you really want it, rush straight in and grab it, because someone might be in the store as soon as I've posted it online.
And they might just
buy it straight away.
So we
generally don't hold items.
No, of course not.
Just because it makes it really difficult, because sometimes people change their mind or they don't come in.
And we just don't have the storage to try and hold things.
But if there is something that you really want and you see online, we do take payments straight into our bank account.
Oh, okay.
So if you do really want it, you can pay for it straight away online, and then we will hold it.
So you can buy it online and then rush in and find someone else has got it.
No,
no, no, no, no, no. If you
no, no, if you paid, I put it out the back for you.
Sure. On that cheery note, thank you, Melanie, and thank you, Sarah. Happy coordinating, and let's hope we turn up a couple of three. So if you're new to Apollo Bay, or if you've been coming and going, even people who aren't here permanently, or especially people who aren't here permanently, who are down for extended periods,
regularly,
pop in, do a bit of volunteering, especially in the winter when, you know, it's a bit tough sometimes outside.
Well, it is, and we lose some of our volunteers over the winter too because they might then head
disappear
north or
somewhere
they
warm, yeah.
Grey
yeah.
nomads and off they yeah. go travelling, which yeah. good on them. I would yeah. too if I could. So, yeah, there could be some spots to fill and, we're always grateful to have new faces in. And I said, whether it's in aged care, second sales or wherever it is, it's always nice for the other volunteers or the residents to see a new friendly face as well. Yep. So it is a big social aspect for everyone, for yourself volunteering or for those who are involved around you.
Good-o. So, yeah. All right. So just ring Otway Health and ask for Melanie.
Lovely. Thanks, Bob.
This has been another Otway Health Check. Nothing too serious today, but very important volunteering on 3 ABR.